100 Christians snatched in overnight raids on underground Chinese church. This is from an article at scmp.com. Worshippers taken from their homes and off the streets in a coordinated crackdown across Shangzhou in Sichuan province. Says the pastor was arrested as well. About 100 worshippers at an unofficial church in southwestern China were snatched from their home or from the streets in coordinated raids, which began on Sunday evening. Chinese authorities targeted members of the Early Rain Covenant Church across various districts. The province capital of Sichuan is in what appears to be an effort to close down one of the country's most prominent Protestant house churches. Now, first of all, I don't know if these people are really Christians or not. I don't know what their doctrine is. But the point is what they represent. They represent people that are expressing their faith, and they claim to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you don't hear much about this in the news. China gets a pass for all this because of their economic powerhouse and their control. You have the leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, whose family is completely tied to the Chinese, and his wife is, and they're completely tied in. And these senators and these people are making money off of China. And so is our nation and everything else. So we're actually losing money, though, from China. But the point is that all these big corporations are making money off of China, and nobody's talking about the real persecution of religious, of the faith that is going on there. If Americans and our nation decided to use its economic power to force China's hand in their persecution, against their persecution of the saints, then you know what? Something would happen there. You would see that. And all of us, you know, could lay some guilt, whether it's using an iPhone or whether it's whatever. I mean, you're never going to stop that. We can't stop using everything because it's just the way it's going to be in this world that we live in. However, you know, the sad thing is that these people are being persecuted over there, and nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about the fact that these people are they took 100 people off the street. Now, this reminds me of back in the days of America before the First Amendment, before the Constitution and before the Bill of Rights, that men like Obadiah Holmes and men like, John Clark and men like that, they were taken off the streets by the Puritans. The Puritans took them off the streets, brought them in, and said, "You will worship how we tell you to worship." They would take their guns many times and their weapons and throw them out into Indian territory and let them die. That went on in America. That's your Reformed movement. And that those things really did happen here in America. Cotton Mather and men like that, they increased Mather. Men like that, they did those things to people. John Cotton and other men like that. Nobody wants to talk. That's a dirty little secret. There's a dirty little Reformed secret that nobody wants to really talk about. I know the history, and I challenge any of them, the Reformers, if they want to go head to head about that, I'm willing to do that. I have all the history to back it up. And they know it. They won't talk about it. It's their dirty little secret. If they got control of this country, if this wasn't a Baptist nation, which it is, it's a Baptist nation, not in the sense of you have to be a Baptist to be here, but its principles are modeled after Baptist, which is freedom of conscience, which is the right to worship God according to the dictates of your own heart, and not to persecute somebody for what they believe, but only punish them for crimes that they commit. Anyway, that's another lesson altogether in this, but it shows you the comparison of what took place here. Members' personal accounts and cell group discussions on social media channels were blocked at around 9 p.m. on Sunday. This shows you how the beast system is going to operate. When they want to shut any of us down, they're just going to cut the internet. They're going to cut our voices off. They're going to cut everything off when that New World Order takes its complete control. What you're seeing in China is going to happen here because everything is built off of this beast system. It's a picture. It's a microcosm of what's going to happen here in the future. We're not that far away from it, where persecution is going to come. And you know, these people were snatched off the street. The pastor's house was ransacked. This reminds me back in the days of the Waldensian and other people like that, when the popes would come in, the, or the you know, archbishops and the troops would come in, and they would come into their homes, and they would ransack, they would kill their pastors, they would burn their Bibles. The Waldensians had to bake Bible and scripture into their bread to preserve it and to protect it and to keep it, so they could have the Word of God. These people in the school of Barba, they memorized all of their scriptures. So then if they lost their Bibles, they had the scriptures memorized in their hearts. What zeal they had. Now, let me tell you this. Here's what it comes down to, though. I want to ask you a question. What are you doing with the liberty that God has blessed you with and given you? What are you doing with it? Are you doing something with it to fight the good fight of faith and to lay hold on eternal life? Are you being a bold witness for Jesus Christ? Here's these people that they don't know what's going to happen. This Chinese government can kill them. There's no nothing. There's no rule of law over there that stops them. In fact, they passed this religious act over there recently. The Religious Affairs Regulation Act was amended to give grassroots officials more power to act against churches and impose tougher penalties for unauthorized religious gatherings. You know, it's funny. That may sound odd to you. It shouldn't, though. That happened in this country under the Puritans. They did the same thing. If you had an unlawful assembly here, the Anglicans and the Puritan people, what they would do is they would... The Governor Tryon and other men like that, they would come in and they would confiscate your goods. They would steal your cows. They would steal your food. And they would take it from you. And they would leave you poor and destitute. They would try to force you to have your children baptized. And if you didn't go along with them, then you were whipped like Obadiah Holmes was and beaten for your faith. Right on the steps of where the Boston Massacre took place 100 years later, 100 years before that, Obadiah Holmes was beaten the same way. It would be like that in America today if it were not for God raising up men, and good men that were not just Baptists, but Presbyterians and others like Patrick Henry and other men like that were good men that understood freedom of conscience, understood that a man has a right to worship God. It's an inalienable right given by God, not given by man, but it should be recognized by the government. Now, over there in China, they don't have the right to keep and to bear arms. So you have the First and Second Amendment here, right, that recognizes our right. Does not give it, it recognizes it. You have those two things there, okay? With, the strength of both, the strength of the first is partially due to the second. The fact that we do have the freedom of press, we do have the right to speak, we do have the right to voice our problems with the government. We do have that right, and we have the right to defend ourselves, to keep and to bear arms. So you see, those two things are so intertwined together. Now, there's going to come a time when that thin line, that thin piece of paper is burned up by that Antichrist beast system, that we are shut down, that we are silenced from without, not allowed to go out on the internet waves and do what we do. There's going to come a day when that comes. Be prepared, child of God, for that. But let me ask you, what are you doing today in the freedom and the liberty that you have? Are you handing out gospel tracts? Are you witnessing to people? Are you street preaching? Are you supporting those that do those things to preach the gospel, get the truth out, make your voice known in this wicked world that we live in? Because here are these 100 people. Somebody needs to give be a voice for them and tell the truth. Hey, I don't know what doctrine they believe, but even if they're wrong, they still have a right to be wrong. And this crackdown that's on true Christian churches that don't want to be regulated. Here's another issue that this brings up, is the 501c3 issue. It brings that up. It brings the government control of churches up. See, my church isn't controlled by that. Not yet, but you signed an agreement in that says that, you know what, you'll obey and abide by their rules. The equality clauses that are in there, the LGBTQ languages that are being public policy, that you will not speak against public policy. There's the nonprofit organization, tax exemption, all those other issues kind of mingle in there. And they lay a trap for that. No, they're not enforcing any of those things now. But what if they do? Now, the answer is not run out, leave your church, and go hide in the woods somewhere and broadcast internet messages and don't ever submit to authority. No, I wish churches would come out from that system. But the answer is not stay at home and do your own thing and be your own authority and act like you're holier than everybody else. There's a movement out there, people that say, well, all these churches are 501c3, so I don't have to go to church. I don't have to submit to a pastor. Oh, yeah, because you're never wrong about anything, right? You're never wrong. So I'm going to sit at home and be my own authority and do nothing. Yeah, that's not the answer either. That's rebellion to God, too, because you're searching for that perfect church. Well, if you join it, it won't be perfect anymore. Let's use some practicality, okay? I'm dead set against it. We are not a 501c3. We are not a nonprofit organization. But I don't think there should be a mass exodus of every church out there because they're wrong about some things. I think the doctrine of the King James Bible, the doctrine of the Word of God being the authority, I think the doctrine of repentance and faith in Christ, the gospel, all of those things take precedence over other matters of property and other things like that. You have to put things into perspective. There's a lot of Pharisaical attitude with that where, well, they can whitewash everything they do, in order because somebody's wrong about 501c3 or something like that. So guard yourself against that spirit as well. But be vigilant, be diligent, and look into these things and see that, hey, there's some people that are suffering persecution across the world. And they say persecution is a price worth paying for. The Lord, we would rather live through it than hide our faith. And we hope more Chinese churches will speak up and stand with us. Well, pray for those people. If their doctrine's wrong, pray they get saved. I mean, if they're not born again. But think on these that these are just a microcosm of what's to come. And understand that persecution is coming to the whole world through the beast system.